Welcome to the very brief series on the origin and development of the mitzvah of Shnayim Yekov Yechad Targum. As promised, it's now Pesach 5782, and I promised to go through some of the notes that were discussed in last year's Iyun class from Maseches Brachos on Daf Chesem and Aleph. It's the last line on the page. It begins in the Gemara of Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Ami. Rav Huna, the son of Yehuda, says the name of Rabbi Ami. Le'olam yashlim adam parshiyasav yimat tzibor. A person should always complete the Torah Parshios with the congregation. Shnayim Yekov Yechad Targum. Twice the text, and once with the Targum. Top of Daf Ches Amad Beis, V'afilo Ataros V'Divon. Even the Pasuk that quotes the city names of Ataros and Divon. Shekol Mashlim Parshios Av Matzibor, because anyone who completes his Parshios with the congregation's Parshios, Ma'arichin Lo Yamav U'Shnosav, both his days and his years are lengthened. The Gemara continues with a story about someone who tried to do this on a yearly basis. Rabbi Bar Abaye, Sabar La'ashtuminu L'parshiyusu Dekula Shasa B'mala Yom Kippuri. Rabbi Bar Abaye thought to complete all of his parshios. It's a machlokas, and what the text here is, Dekula Shata or Dekala Shata B'mala Yom Kippuri, tried to do it all, or several parshios at least, on Erev Yom Kippur, and catch up several weeks worth of parshios all on one day. Tana Lechia Bar Rav Medifti. Chia, the son of Rav from Difti, learned with Rabbi Bar Abaye and said, "Ksivi, it says in the Torah, V'ini semes nafsho sichem b'sishal l'chodesh b'arev. One should afflict their souls on the ninth day of the month of Tishrei, in the evening." The Gemara learns out from this, "V'chi b'sishal misanin, do we fast at all on the ninth day of Tishrei? Absolutely not. V'lo basar misanin, we fast on the tenth day of Tishrei. Everyone knows Yom Kippur is the tenth day of Tishrei. Ella, rather than, why does the Torah say we should do the afflictions on the ninth day? L'mar lecha to teach you, kol ochel v'shoseb b'sishi, anyone who eats and drinks on the ninth day, ma'ale alev kasuv v'kilu misanin v'tishri v'asirim. The Torah considers him as if he's fasting appropriately to serve Hashem both on the ninth day and the tenth day of Tishrei. So you get a double reward for fasting on both days if you properly eat on the ninth day. The point being, then, that one should not spend their time catching up on Shnayim Mikra on the Erev of Yom Kippur when they should be doing other things such as eating and drinking. He thought then to do it earlier than that, to try to catch up on the Parashios a little bit early, get ahead of the Parashios in advance, so he can have some schus. And the point being here, he wants to have some extra merits before he goes into Yom Kippur. Amaleh Saba, an elderly man said to him, some say it might be Eliyahu Navi, Tanina, then we learn, that this concept of Ma'arichin, Shinosav, and Yamav, if someone who completes the Parashas with the Tibor, only applies if you don't jump ahead and you don't delay. And then it goes on with to a proof that from the story of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So that is the source of the Gemara. So quickly, let's do some Rashis along with that to explain exactly what's happening. Page of Daf Chesem and Aleph. What does it mean when it says Yashlim Parsha Yosav Shall Kol Shabbos B'Shabbos? That every week one should complete the Parsha of that week with the congregation. Top of Chesem and Beis, Afilo Ataros V'Divon, even the city names of Ataros and Divon, Rashi says She'inbo Targum, because there is no Targum on that. And then skip down a couple of lines in Rashi, Lak Duminhu, that Rav Bibi Bar Abaye wanted to go earlier, Sadir Kol Parsha B'Shabbos Achas, Oshay Shabbos, to do a few of in 1 week or in 2 weeks. So that is the basis in the Gemara. Now, before we continue with anything more involved, Rashi did specify that Ataros Divon is a pasuk in the Torah that does not have Targum. So, first of all, there is a discussion about what pasuk is being referred to here. The actual appearance of Ataros Divon in that order is found in Parshas Matos, at the end of Parshas Matos, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Gimel, where the Negar Bnei Ruvain come to Moshe and ask him to settle in the land on the eastern bank of the Jordan River. And the pasuk says, "Ataros v'divon v'yazer v'nimra v'cheshbon v'elale u'shvam unvo uva'on." It lists a bunch of cities that are very beneficial in terms of their grazing land that the tribes of Gad and Reuven can settle their flocks in those areas. So the first two words of the pasuk are "Ataros v'divon." The problem is that if you read the targum, we call targum unklus on that pasuk, it starts off by saying "Machlata u'malbeshta." So the names of Ataros and Divon do have a targum. Machlelta, according to the Jastrow Dictionary, is a crown. Malbeshta is a honey town, a town of honey. So those two words, Ataros and Divon, do have Targum found in our versions of Targum Unkelus right now. The Mesoras HaShas, on the top of the corner of the page in many editions, says, Svar Acheras, another possibility is Divon v'Ataros, Shebesof Matos. That's actually a different pasuk is referred to, just switch the words around, Ataros and Divon to Divon and Ataros. And that is referring to Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk lamid dalet, where it says, "Vaduvin egan es divon es ataros." Bnei Gan built divon and ataros. And there, the Targum just says, yas divon, yas ataros, does not translate them. So that one solution is, Mesorah Shah says, it's a mistake in the text, and instead of saying, atafilo, ataros, fitivon, Rashi says, in Targum, that there's no Targum for those words, switch it to divon and ataros. And then it makes sense, and it refers to Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Dalet. But if it refers to the Pasuk Gimel, it seems to be mistaken nowadays, which we're going to get to in more detail in an upcoming shir. Because Ataros and Divon do have the Targum there of Machlalta Umalbeshta, which is again a crown and a honey town, according to the Jastrow Dictionary.